Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Lauren Tucker, and Jesse Bell. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, Wattle Eyewear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at ScreeningRoomKingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the City of Kingston, the city has launched its 2025 budget engagement. The community is invited to help shape the City of Kingston's 2025 operating and capital budgets and to provide valuable feedback on future budget engagements. Desiree Kennedy, Chief Financial Officer and City Treasurer, states, quote, "It is important for Kingstonians to be informed about how the city's budget works and to have the opportunity to influence how their tax dollars are allocated. We encourage residents to provide input on what matters to them. This is your community and your budget, so make sure you have your say," end quote. Residents can now visit Get Involved Kingston to complete a survey and to share their ideas on the approach to future budget engagements. Keep an eye on the Get Involved Kingston project page to stay updated and for further details on how you can have your say. Get involved. Between May 31st and September 13th, visit the Get Involved Kingston project page to take their survey and have your say about the 2025 budgets. Make sure to follow the page to stay in the know. Share your thoughts about budget engagement. Their project page includes the ideas tool where you can let them know where you'd like to engage in the future. To complete a survey by phone or request a mailed copy of the survey, you can call 613-546-0000. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, get ready for summer reading fun with KFPL's All Ages programs. This summer, KFPL welcomes readers of all ages to join its diverse reading programs. Whether in search of adventure, mystery, or inspiration, KFPL has something for everyone to enjoy at their own pace while offering chances to win fantastic prizes all season long. Kids, teens, and adults can track summer reading on Beanstack, a virtual platform with a website and a mobile app. Through Beanstack, KFPL oversees reading logs, cheers readers on while they work towards their goals, and lets people know when they've earned prizes. Liz Coates, Manager of Programming and Outreach at KFPL, states, quote, "Participating in our summer reading clubs isn't just about completing a challenge, it's also about sparking curiosity and enjoying the endless benefits of reading. Reading not only expands knowledge and improves vocabulary, but also enhances concentration, reduces stress, and promotes lifelong learning and personal development." End quote. All summer reading programs are free with a library card and begin on June 15th and end on August 24th. Visit Beanstack to register now. Summer Reading for Kids. Kids 12 and under are invited to participate in the TD Summer Reading Club, keeping young minds learning and engaged throughout the summer break. The club is free, bilingual, and open to all. Read at home, at the library, or wherever else summer leads. Plus, there will be exciting library events for kids to complement their summer reading journey. For every milestone achieved, readers will be entered to win prizes drawn in June, July, and August. Those who complete their entire challenge are entered to win a $100 Indigo gift card and a goodie basket. At the end of the summer, all TD Summer Reading Club participants are invited to a wrap-up party featuring a special performance by the Junkyard Symphony, treats, and more. Summer Reading for Teens. Get rewarded for reading. Readers age 13 to 18 can now sign up for KFPL's Teen Summer Bucket List Challenge for a chance to win amazing prizes. Logging reading and completing challenges on Beanstack will enter teens into draws for a Stanley Tumbler, ukulele, art kit, book bundle, Lululemon crossbody bag, portable speaker, Starbucks gift card, KFPL hat, Instax camera, adult coloring book with colored pencils, and the grand prize of a Nintendo Switch. This challenge is open to teens who live or attend school in Kingston or Frontenac County or who have a KFPL card. Summer Reading for Adults. KFPL's Adult Summer Reading Challenge features a weekly activity-based challenge and an opportunity to review summer reads, earning ballots for a draw. Adults can also earn badges towards the grand prize by tracking their reading minutes. Weekly prizes will alternate between bookstore gift cards and items including a Stanley Tumbler and a Screening Room movie pass for two. The grand prize offers approximately $275 worth of gift cards for local businesses. For more information about Beanstalk and KFPL's reading challenges, visit kfpl.ca/programs-and-events/reading-challenges. In a message from KFLNA Public Health, summer temperatures have arrived. Environment Canada has issued the first one-day heat event for the city of Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington. The heat event began this afternoon and is expected to end tomorrow morning. Temperatures got as high as 31 or 32 degrees today, and overnight lows will reach near 20 degrees early Thursday morning. KFLNA Public Health reminds residents that a combination of heat and high humidity can be hazardous to your health. Conditions during heat and humidity have the potential to cause dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and in some cases, death. During heat events, everyone is at risk. However, health risks are greatest for infants and young children, people who are pregnant, older adults, people who live alone, people with chronic medical conditions, for example, heart disease, respiratory conditions, diabetes, or being overweight, or mental illnesses, for example, schizophrenia, depression, or dementia, people on certain types of medications, for example, for high blood pressure or mental illnesses, etc. People experiencing homelessness, those who are unhoused or encounter other challenges in accessing cool spaces. People with limited mobility, people who exercise vigorously outdoors, for example, play sports, cyclists or gardeners, outdoor workers depending upon length of time and exertion levels, and people who work in places where heat is emitted through industrial processes, for example, bakeries, dry cleaners, or foundries. If you or a loved one is at an increased risk for heat-related health risks, KFLNA Public Health recommends designating someone, a friend, or a neighbor to do a wellness check on you or them throughout the duration of the heat event. Being prepared is key to protecting communities from negative health impacts due to heat. KFLNA Public Health recommends taking the following actions to stay cool. Drink plenty of cool liquids, especially water, before feeling thirsty. Avoid direct sun exposure. Take breaks from the heat by spending a few hours in a cool place. Take cool showers. Reschedule strenuous outdoor activities or plan outdoor activities during cooler parts of the day. Wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing made of breathable fabric. Prepare a basement or cooler part of your home for occupancy throughout or during the heat event. Block the sun out by closing awnings, curtains, or blinds during the day, especially on the westerly side of the home or building. And finally, never leave people or pets in your care inside a parked vehicle or in direct sunlight. KFLNA Public Health encourages everyone to check on their neighbors, friends, and family members, especially those who are chronically ill and those at higher risk of heat-related illness, to make sure they are cool and hydrated. For more information on protective measures, you can visit the KFLNA Public Health website at kflaph.ca. In another message from the city, an update on the LaSalle Causeway closure. PSPC would like to provide an update on the closure following public notices issued throughout April and May. The health and safety of the traveling public on the LaSalle Causeway remains of the utmost importance to the Government of Canada. In preparation for an imminent demolition contract award for the Bascule Bridge, PSPC wishes to advise the public that cyclist and pedestrian access has ceased as of this morning. Site security is also being retained to ensure the safety of the public. In collaboration with the City of Kingston, PSPC continues to develop a plan to restore vehicle, cyclist, and pedestrian access through a temporary bridge solution while preparing to advance the construction of a new permanent replacement bridge. Timelines, once known, will be communicated in a future public notice. More information will be shared in the coming week as it becomes available. PSPC encourages users to consult its public notices and social media channels for updates. In a message from South Frontenac Township, free Parks and Recreation Month event in Verona. June is Recreation and Parks Month, and to celebrate, South Frontenac Township is inviting everyone to an afternoon of music, fun, and recreational activities at McMullen Park and Beach in Verona on Saturday, June 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. The Community Thrives Here event includes a 9-hole beginner's disc golf course, a skills and drills clinic on the new tennis courts, basketball and shuffleboard, face painting, water activities, and bouncy castles from South Frontenac Fire and Rescue, a story walking exhibit from Kingston Frontenac Public Library, and live music with Rudy and Saddle Up as the township kicks off its popular Music in the Park series. There will be a free community barbecue hosted by the Verona Lions Club and a free concession stand with popcorn and cotton candy. Be sure to stop by the South Frontenac tent to get a free scoop coupon for ice cream at Food Less Traveled. Parking is available at Verona Free Methodist Church on Road 38. which is a short walk from the park with accessible parking available at McMullen Park. One of the highlights of the afternoon will be Mayor Ron VandeWalt testing his skills in the growing sport of disc golf. Mayors from across the region are facing off in a friendly competition throughout the month of June. Volunteers are always wanted and appreciated. For more information or to get involved, email recsupport@southfrontenac.net or call Amanda at 613-376-3027. Soil Superheroes exhibition launches at the Pump House Museum. The Pump House Museum is excited to announce a new exhibition on loan from the Canada Agriculture and Food Museum. Discover the secrets of soil science and conservation in Soil Superheroes, a new interactive exhibition at the Pump House. Soil Superheroes will bring awareness to soil health and sustainability, a critical issue that affects food security, climate, health, and the overall quality of life of Canadians. Melanie Banks, Manager of Heritage Programming, Heritage Services at the City of Kingston, states, quote, "Soil Superheroes offers visitors an exciting opportunity to delve into the crucial role soil plays in our daily lives. Through this experience, visitors will also discover the innovative soil remediation efforts underway in Kingston," end quote. Soil Superheroes provides visitors with an underground perspective on the importance of our soil. Meet the star players such as Captain Clay, the Mole, and Wonder Worm, and learn how their superpowers provide humans with food and medicine, clean the water we drink, and protect our climate. Through playful imagery and a colorful storyline, these small but mighty characters help us answer the questions, what is soil anyway, and why is it important? They also remind us of how human activities such as farming practices to what we buy, reuse, and recycle affect soil health around the world. Carrie Lee Burchill, Director General at the Canada Agriculture and Food Museum, states, quote, "The Canada Agriculture and Food Museum could not have developed this amazing exhibition without the help of so many amazing partners. We can't wait for Canadians across the country to meet the soil superheroes. This fun exhibition will contribute to a greater understanding and appreciation for the vital role that soil health plays in our environment and to our overall quality of life. We hope our new assembled band of superheroes will spark curiosity about the importance of soil stewardship and sustainability," end quote. The Pump House Museum is open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission for children is $360, youth and seniors is $593, and adults is $721. More information on this exhibition, admission, and ticketing can be found on their website. You can also keep up with their exhibitions and events on their social media on Facebook and Instagram under Kingston Pump House. Soil Superheroes was developed by the Canada Agriculture and Food Museum, part of Ingenuum, Canada's Museums of Science and Innovation, in partnership with a League of Industry and Soil Knowledge Experts, including Fertilizer Canada, Canada Seed Growers Association, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, Glacier Farm Media, Soil Conservation Council of Canada, Nutrients for Life, Farm Credit Canada, and Natural Resources Canada. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for the week. Running from now until June 22nd at the Union Gallery are two new exhibitions. In the main space's Home Sweet Home, 16 acts of sustainable storytelling from 16 local youth artists curated by Ray Parsons, collaborating with Youth Imagine the Future. In the project room, Elusive Sight by Elizabeth Hunt will be presented, engaging with the land use in her Chemical Valley hometown in Sarnia. This exhibition includes an ant farm, video projections, silver halide photographs, and live atmospheric data consolidated into a visual spreadsheet. The Union Gallery is located on the first floor of the Stauffer Library and is open Tuesday through Saturday. Visit uniongallery.queensview.ca for more information. Starting June 4th and running until June 9th, the TED hosts the Together Through Art exhibition, this year's curated selection of works from TED Tuesday participants, showcasing the variety of media and styles from across this group of local artists. The opening reception will be hosted on June 4th at 6:30 p.m., and viewing is open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on June 4th to 8th, and on June 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This exhibition is family-friendly and free to peruse, so stop by for this showcase and celebration of mentorship, skill sharing, and creativity. Also at the Tet on June 6th, Tet artist-in-resident Meenakshi Gadiyal gives a studio visit and artist talk, showcasing the work she has been doing exploring the car as a safe space for queer people of color through her art. Following her exhibition at the Union Gallery, Love Ends, But What If It Doesn't? This is a timely contemplation for Pride Month. This is a Pay What You Can event, June 6th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. On Sunday, June 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., the Love for the Grad Club fundraiser will be hosted at Blue Martini in support of the Grad Club and its ongoing financial troubles as a small local venue. This event will feature performances from Luther Wright, Holy Wow, the John McClure Gold Time Trio, Piner, Stephen Stanley, Goldwing, The Millwrights, Time Sheffield, Dead Root Revival, and surprise guests. Tickets are available by donation on Eventbrite, and we'll have more on this event coming up for you on the Kingston Curator this week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art opened on June 1st, and Pride programming kicks off all June. Every Saturday in June, you can drop by for button making or making paper drag queens and kings for all ages, or you can catch Pride Sunday events with watercolor partner portraits, visioning our queer future collage workshop, color explosion watercolor and ink family event, drag queen story time, drag character workshop, and the Don't Be a Drag, Be a Queen artist talk with Gila Munster. Be sure to check out ksoa.info for more on these and all upcoming events. At the Tri Art Gallery, you can catch the art show Red as part of their ongoing pigment series. Red pigments serve as the primary shade for a variety of pieces from many different participating artists in what is sure to be an interesting and bold thematic showcase. Tri Art Gallery is located in downtown Kingston in the back of Art Noise and celebrates the work of local artists working with local Tri Art materials, and it is free for you to peruse. The exhibition runs until June 22nd. Beginning May 30th and running until June 15th, the Bottle Tree Studio Series presents Dressing Amelia by Chloe Whitehorn, directed by Will Britton. Performances run Thursdays through Saturdays each evening at 7:30 p.m. during the run, with Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m., and tickets are just over $25, including tax and handling fees. For more on this production, you can visit BottleTreeInc.com. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And this week at the Screening Room, be sure to catch special screenings The Third Man on June 5th and The Iron Giant on June 6th, as well as 1953's Roman Holiday on June 8th, 9th, and 13th, and Paris is Burning on those same dates, June 8th, 9th, and 13th, and But I'm a Cheerleader on June 14th to celebrate Pride Month. There's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at ScreeningRoomKingston.com for more cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk with your sports report for Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. We begin with Major League Baseball. We are 60 games into the MLB season, and the Toronto Blue Jays find themselves at the bottom of the American League East. The Jays currently sit at 28-32, going 5-5 over their last 10 games. On paper, the record does not look that bad, but when you look at the advanced metric stats, you can see that the Blue Jays are quickly finding themselves amongst the very worst teams in the MLB. They have scored 234 runs and given up 279. Currently, they sit 22nd in offensive metrics with a batting average collectively of .233, which is 26 points off the top team in the MLB, the San Diego Padres. From a pitching standpoint, despite the Blue Jays having an impressive roster of starting caliber pitchers, they possess a 24th worst ERA of 4.32 runs allowed per game. The team's mediocre stats do not bode well given that they are in one of the most competitive divisions in baseball. Two of the league's top teams, the New York Yankees with a 43-19 record, and the Baltimore Orioles, who are 39-20, sit towards the top end of their division. Both the Boston Red Sox and Tampa Bay Rays are only two games up on the Jays, but that two-game lead feels more and more insurmountable as the games pile on. Toronto's management has a tough decision ahead of them. Do they stay the course with this young core, or do they potentially trade pieces away to kickstart a new rebuild? Given that this is the third consecutive season of underperformance, In my opinion, I think this is a team that needs to go in a different direction. Whether or not they pull the trigger on any large trades is still yet to be seen. We are one day away from the beginning of the NBA Finals as the Boston Celtics will host the Dallas Mavericks for the first two games of their series in Boston. Tip-off for Game 1 of the NBA Finals is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. The NHL's Stanley Cup Finals are scheduled to begin on Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. This is a first-time finals clash between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. The Panthers, who finished second in the league in total points, will host the Stanley Cup Final Series, so the first two games will be played in Florida. Edmonton has a chance to be the first Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup since the 1993 Montreal Canadiens, hopefully ending a 31-year Stanley Cup drought for Canada. This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting a 30% chance of showers and Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers. We also have a risk of thunderstorm this evening and overnight. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour after midnight and we have a low of 18 degrees. Looking for tomorrow on Thursday, June 6th, we're expecting showers ending in the afternoon, then mainly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers. We have a risk of thunderstorm in the morning and early in the afternoon. We're expecting about 10 to 20 millimeters of rain. Winds will be 20 kilometers per hour in the afternoon. We have a high of 23 degrees and a humidex of 27. The UV index will be 4 or moderate. Tomorrow night, we're expecting cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 13 degrees. Looking forward to Friday, June 7th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 19. Friday night, cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 12. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 31st to June 6th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists until further notice. PSPC wishes to advise the public that pedestrians now have access to the LaSalle Causeway. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. King Street Plast Arms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street Queen to Princess is closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue Union to Earl is closed until July 31st for the Queen's JDEC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to begin the first week of February 2024 and conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking during the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays to look out for, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School. Expect delays until June 28th. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park, also expect delays until June 28th. Both of those are for contractor work. Lehman Road and Spooner Road, Unity to Spooner, expect delays on June 3rd to 7th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Maple Lawn Drive, Montreal to East Limit of Maple Lawn, expect delays June 3rd to 7th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Shannon Road, 6th Concession to Highway 15, expect delays also on June 3rd to 7th. Union Avenue at University, expect delays June 5th and 6th from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day for a contractor to complete work in the manhole. Woodburn Road, Joyceville to Hitchcock, expect delays June 3rd to 7th. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your concerts and events calendar.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. Swing by the Amphitheater in Springer Market Square every Thursday at 10:30 for Stories in the Square. This event is free and suitable for children of all ages. Don't forget your blanket and sunscreen. On June 6th at Hotel Wolf Island, instrumental groove-oriented jazz and bossa nova group Clear Breeze hits the Hotel Wolf Island stage at 6 p.m. and admission is free. Also on June 6th at The Mansion, prog rock and metal guitarist of the acts The Slide and Ruben in the Dark, Nathan Silva, brings his solo album release tour to Kingston, joined by Hollywood and Dinosaurus. This 19-plus show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. Karaoke night is every Friday at Daft from 9 p.m. to midnight. $4 shots, $6 light lagers, hosted by AA DJs. Also this and every Friday, Chris Jackson will be playing live classic rock and country staples at the Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Friday, June 7th, Kingston Roots rock outfit The Millwrights will be playing a 9 p.m. show at The Mansion, joined by singer-songwriter Matthew Holtby and Kingston performer Dan Taylor. The show starts at 9 p.m. and tickets are $15. On Saturday, June 8th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., Kingston Pride presents the Pride Run and Walk at the East End Community Center. Board members and volunteers will be there to lead you through the route that is flexible according to your needs and preferences, and water is provided, so stop by to kick off Pride moving. On the evening of Saturday, June 8th, is the 19-plus drag event Out on the Queen Boat Cruise, featuring host Tiffany Morgan and performers Rain St. Cloud, Universe, and Octavia. The boat departs at 7 p.m. sharp. Tickets are just under $55 and are available through the link at kingstonpride.ca. On Saturday, June 8th at the Italo Canadian Club, two-time Juno winner and seven-time Maple Blues winner Jack DeKaiser will be performing an 8 p.m. show. Tickets are $35 and available through Eventbrite. On Sunday, June 9th at Victoria Park, all-ages Pride softball is back from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring everyone by for a fun sport event and RSVP at the link at kingstonpride.ca. On Sunday, June 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., the Love for the Grad Club fundraiser will be hosted at Blue Martini in support of the Grad Club and its ongoing financial troubles as a small local venue. This event will feature performances from Luther Wright, Holy Wow, the John McClure Gold Time Trio, Piner, Stephen Stanley, Goldwing, The Millwrights, Time Sheffield, Dead Roots Revival, and surprise guests. Tickets are available by donation on Eventbrite, and we'll have more on this event coming up for you on the Kingston Curator Thursday at 2 p.m. This and every Sunday is the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is open to all, and local vendors offer artisan goods, baked goods, dairy, eggs, food court fare, meat, prepared foods, produce, and more. Visit memorialcenterfarmersmarket.ca for more information and special events. That's all for your CFRC concerts. That's all for your CFRC concert and events calendar for the week, but keep it locked because we'll have more news coming up next.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.